Players Championship Edition of Real Golf Radio. Really excited to welcome in our next guest. He's a Floridian himself, but he stays down more in the central southern part of the state. He doesn't get all the way up to Jacksonville. No, that's not true. He's been there plenty of times. Jeff Babineaux joining us right now. Babs, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm not allowed up in those counties, so I'm going to stay down here in Orlando land.
We don't need to know the details of that. It's okay.
Good.
Hey, Bay Hill last week. What a show. You were there covering it for the PGA Tour. Scottie Scheffler and his putting has been such a topic of conversation this year. A ball striking machine like we haven't seen since Tiger 2000. And it looks like Scottie seemed to figure something out last week, and it was a runaway.
Yeah, I mean, he showed how dangerous it can be when he gets that putter going. And you know, he just made a few small adjustments, went to a mallet-style head, added a half inch to the putter, just looked a little more relaxed over putts. And he was pouring them in, had a lot of confidence. And, I mean, on Sunday, it looked like a great shootout set up for Sunday, and he just walked out there and ran away with it.
So, Jeff, you've been around golf for a long time. You've covered golf for a long time. Do you like it better when there's parity in the game and there's more guys that are playing for championships and majors and that kind of thing? Or do you like it when there's kind of a one dominant type of figure in the game?
Yeah, I'm probably more of a fan when there's a mix, honestly. I mean, in my job, I'm writing and trying to find stories. And one theme I've seen with the signature events, you know, you have the same pool of players. I mean, honestly, to go out to Bay Hill last week, yeah, you had a great field. That's great. You know, people want to see the great guys together. But the fact that there were 69 players there and not 120, just mean there's fewer stories to find, right? I mean, I looked around that field, there weren't a whole lot of guys I didn't know a whole lot about. And I like going out there to find guys. I remember watching a young kid named Aaron Baddeley play at Bay Hill for the first time, and I even saw Tiger play there when he was a 16-year-old amateur. And you're always out there to find the new stories and talk to these guys, learn about them. And the one thing with signature events do, I mean, we get more and more of the great players together, which is fine, but we get a lot of the same stories. So that's something we're kind of wrestling with a little bit.
And it's interesting, Bob jumped right into it there, I guess, and something that we've been talking about. Rory, you know, his comments last week about wanting a more cutthroat type of tour with fewer tour cards, he doubled down a little bit on that this week, or I should say added some clarity to it this week by saying he's all for giving the young guys more opportunities, but wanted to be able to showcase. So having the kind of the attrition that takes place, but also having the guys, you know, the best players at the top. Here's my thing about this, you know, and obviously it's at the heart of this LIV PGA Tour discussion, is, you know, this idea that you want the best players and signature events, live, whatever it happens to be, that it's just those best players playing all the time. And my thought is here we are watching Wyndham Clark this week and what he's doing. No one even knew who Wyndham Clark was last year, right? And so he's turned into a great story. How do we get to know the next Scottie Schefflers, the next Wyndham Clarks, the next Jordan Spieth, if we don't have these guys, a stage for these guys to be able to go up and improve themselves and develop their star power by showcasing their talents against the today's best? Because today's best aren't necessarily tomorrow's best. So that's where I think it's this idea of signature, live, whatever it happens to be, it's a snapshot in time. It's static. It's not sort of a living, breathing thing. And that's what I've always appreciated about the PGA Tour.
And it's golf, you know. You're not always the 1985 Bears out there winning every week, right? It's golf. We get a lot of different stories. We love the underdog story. I mean, what's better than watching John Daly waving his fist going up and down the fairways at Crooked Stick, right? Nobody in the world knew who that guy was. I didn't know who Xander Schauffele was, and he hadn't met probably half the field at the Tour Championship a few years ago when he stepped up and won there. And no one really knew anything about Xander Schauffele. He wasn't like a big hotshot college kid and things like that. So golf has those stories, you know. Guys emerge and they find things late sometimes. You know, I'm looking just on this leaderboard this week. You see Wyndham Clark and you see Brian Harman. And these guys have been around a while, but they're completely different players than they were a year ago. You know, just confidence-wise and what they've done, winning some big events. Wyndham Clark last year, going into going into the Players was like 109th in the world. And last week he was talking about he was in favor of smaller fields. Right. I'm like, you could never seen these events, you know?
I thought the same thing, Babs.
You got to have opportunity. If you want to get stories out there, you want to learn some new guys and give some chances to meet the next Ludwig Aberg, who a year ago was in a classroom at Texas Tech, you got to have opportunity.
Hey, real quick, because I know you're gonna clarify, but I just got to call Babs out. He used the reference 85 Bears. How did he not use the Tom Brady, Patriots? Maybe because it happened year after year after year after year. Maybe that's why.
We didn't win our last game.
Oh, okay.
I erased that 18-0 season from my member bank. We didn't win the last one.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering. I thought that was a little strange for you to go with the Bears over the Patriots for you. But hey.
Well, I was talking to Michelle today. He probably brainwashed me a little. Tell me about all his Bears are doing. My pads sit on their thumbs.
Da Bears.
But, what's interesting is when we had this splinter of LIV Golf and the PGA Tour, one of the really important points about the PGA Tour is that it gives opportunity for players to become better and to showcase their talent. And Scottie Scheffler, until he won that first one in Phoenix a couple of years ago, and then won on a tear and wins the Masters, and then now he's the number one guy in the world and looks unbeatable. Until that happened, we didn't know anything about Scottie Scheffler, and then it goes on and on and on. Sahith Theegala, Wyndham Clark, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, all those guys have really worked themselves up through the system and become the stars of the game of professional golf right now.
Right. Look at Max Homa. He's the guy who couldn't make a cut and couldn't keep a card, and now he's a top 10 force out there. And it's only because he got in enough of these events and enough of an opportunity to play well, to get a couple wins, to move his way up. The Major League Baseball season is about to start, and the Pirates aren't going to win their division because they can't spend money. And the Yankees will somehow contend because they have all kinds of money. I don't want to see golf become two tours out there, the PGA Tour. Right now, if you're a young kid coming off the Corn Ferry and you have a card, by letter of the law, you should have the same tour card and opportunities as Rory McIlroy, right, to go out there and keep your card for this year. But you might have three starts under your belt, and they're not in these big, $25 million purse events that we're seeing like this week. So actually you probably are in this week, but you wouldn't have been in at Bay Hill last week, and next week, instead of playing for $20 million at Bay Hill, you're probably in the group hopefully playing for $8 million at the Valspar, So it just seems to be some inequity right now. I know the tour's in a tough spot. They're fighting these guys that have make believe money and, monopoly money with the LIV Tour. It's just make believe kind of stuff. And it's just hard to sit there and fight that toe-to-toe.
Jeff Babineau joining us here on Real Golf Radio. It's one of the things that really stood out to me in this conjecture between the two tours. You have some of these, and I don't know if they're actual real people or bots or what it is. You never know these days. But you see on X that, these guys saying, as a LIV fan, I'm perfectly happy because there's all kinds of discussions going back and forth on, tour fans and PGA Tour fans, LIV fans, whatever. And the LIV fan that inevitably pops up is, well, as a LIV fan, I'm completely happy with what we have going on. And I just have a hard time believing that. Like, whether you were for LIV or for the PGA Tour, which there seems to be a line in the sand there, regardless, I don't know that I would be content as a golf fan to take a snapshot of today's best players and then only see that small group of, what is it, about probably 15 of the 50 that they have in that group that are really the kind of something that you would tune in to watch. But I don't know if that's the only guys that I would want to see every time they played, and they're only going to play a couple times a month. So I don't buy that they're perfectly happy. Like, this is what they've wanted out of golf. If so, then to me, the way I grew up watching, the old guys and the way I grew up in the game apparently has completely changed and passed me by, and I have no reference for what it is, for what's fun about watching the game of golf. I mean, maybe I'm completely out of touch and that's exactly what people want to watch, but I'm not buying it.
Well, I mean, I think not to open up a whole can of worms on this tour and that tour, but you know, I look at the PGA Tour guys, I look like a Jake Knapp that wins out here. Mm. It means a lot. You win out here, it means a lot. It's going to do a lot for you. You're going to get in the Masters. You're going to get into some different events. You're probably going to get into the, you know, the Tour Championship. You can quantify what it means. When I see Joaquin Niemann, who I think is a great young player, I was bummed out when he went to the Live Tour, and I figured I wouldn't be seeing him as much. When I see him win over there, even back-to-back, I can never really define what it means. I have trouble really quantifying that. What does it mean, him winning? It's great. Yeah, he played great golf this week for three rounds. But what does it really mean? What does it mean to him? How excited is he? Sure, he's making a lot of money. I mean, it's nice putting money in the bank. But how competitively sharp is John Rahm right now? I mean, you don't think John Rahm is – would give his left arm to be playing this week at TPC Sawgrass. He would love to. And it's not questioning why those guys did what they did. I mean, they got life-changing money, and it'll change the life, the past of their families, right, forever. But just competitively, I don't really see what that tour does for you, how it gets you ready. I was shocked last year at Phil and Brooks Koepka and how they performed at the majors, because I wouldn't think they'd be as competitively sharp as you want them to be, but we'll see a year in what happens this year at Augusta.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I agree with you. You know, and the other thing that was kind of interesting is to hear Scottie Scheffler's comments this week about, you know, the fans are saying that, you know, the game's fractured and stuff like that. We need to come back together. And he said, you know what, we're still here on the PGA Tour. This is the tour that was there to begin with. And those guys are the guys that fractured the game. They decided to leave. They decided to take the money, which is fine if that's what they're going to do. But it's not the PGA Tour that's fractured the system. It's the LIV golfers and the guys that decided to move over.
Yeah, I mean, it was disruptive, right? I mean, it totally disrupted the ecosystem we're used to seeing out there. And, you know, part of it's probably good, right? It was good to have some sort of shakeup. I mean, we are seeing some incredible persons now. It's you know, when I see a guy finish ninth place and win $600,000, I'm thinking to myself, does he really need to win $600,000 for when it's finishing ninth this week? Or and this week it would be even more. You know, this week's purse is jacked up $5 million more. So it's tough because it you know you go through this week and you have a pretty decent field shaping up next week at Valspar with your Justin Thomases and. I think Shoffley's playing, you know, Spieth is playing, things like that. But, you know, they're playing for about a third of what you're playing for this week. That's just hard to go week to week doing that. And they're playing for such sums, you wonder how it's going to be sustainable, really. If you're going to put it all on sponsors to come up with that, that's not a real good model. So, you know, it's right now, I just like to see them elevate events. That's great. I don't think you have to have purses as elevated as they are. But then you look across at what Liv is doing, and these guys are making all this money. So, you know, how do you combat it? So it's just, I think golf is in a tough spot. They're feeling the way through it. It's going really slow. And I think the average fan is frustrated watching.
Yeah, that's a tough thing that the commissioner tried to address this week. I don't know exactly what I took away from that, but at least it's definitely on their mind, and they're trying to figure out, you know, how they can come up with some sort of a resolution. I just hope, back to Rory's comments, I just hope that, you know, the PGA Tour has tried to jump into this cash race with what Liv has been doing, which you just mentioned. I don't think it's sustainable. That's why they brought on a partner to help them subsidize this. But I hope they don't try to also jump into this smaller field, less cut, you know, just showcase today's stars, because it's you know, I think that's a dangerous road. But hey, by the way, Babs, before we run out of time, every week as we lead up to the Masters, I grab one of my Masters cups from out of the cupboard. This one is the 2019 Masters. How good was that one in recent days?
That wasn't bad, was it? That wasn't bad. Old Tiger stood up and watched everyone around him just look at him and crumble on that Sunday, right?
Yeah.
That was amazing. But that was an amazing one to be at. They all are. I mean, when does that place not deliver, right? So, but yeah, that's a pretty good cup to have. I don't know if you still had any crow's nest beer left in there or not, but well, I don't know. Might want to wash that one out.
Well, the first time I have beer in my cup will be the next time, I guess. but yeah, I don't know. There's something.
It's not bad.
But this, a good Coke Zero tastes just so much better in a Master's cup. That's all I'll say.
That's all I'll say.
But hey, by the way, with all this going on, Scotty finding his putter, Rory seems to be working better with his iron this week, although he started to lose a few with his driver. You've got, you know, so many things that we can anticipate. Some of the live guys that we haven't seen a lot of that'll be playing at Augusta. Do you have any feel a few weeks out right now on who you'd pick going into the Masters?
I mean, I think Scheffler's going to be the guy, it looks like, right? I mean, he's a ball strike machine. He can compete and contend when he's not putting great. What does he do when he's, you know, in the top 50% of putting? I mean, he's going to be just lethal. So he's the guy I have the biggest eye on. And I see a lot of guys kind of searching. You know, I think he's searching with the irons. JT was like minus 3 strokes gained in putting today. Looks just awful, spinning over 10 footers. I see a lot of guys, almost started with a triple today. I see a lot of guys kind of searching a little bit, you know. So you always want to have a couple good finishes, build a little momentum, and go there with your best stuff. So it's you know, we have less than a month, but it's interesting to see how it all shapes up.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun. Can't wait to see you in a few weeks. Babs, as always, thanks for joining us and providing insight, and you do a great job.
Thanks, sir.
You got it.
Talk to you guys. You guys have a great weekend.
All right. You do as well. Jeff Babineau right there. You can catch him pgatour.com and among other things that he does. So he's been around the game a long time, provides a great insight and perspective.